It's time to learn what's happening in nearby Sauk Prairie. Raul LaBrescia is here with another edition of Mornings at McFarland's from our 99.7 FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Today's program is brought to you by DeMars Plumbing, Prairie Clinic, and Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop.
Nothing could be finer than to be on Carolina in the morning. Nothing is as super as a talk with John Bach Cooper at McFarland's. Now, did you notice what I did there? Actually, super has a P in it, and Bach Cooper has a B in it. But because of my excellent radio personality, I was able to make it sound like they were rhyming exactly. So my guest today is John Bach Cooper. So enough of that nonsense, huh? Let's move on to welcome to Mornings at McFarland's here on WRPQ Radio 99.7. We're so glad you joined us this morning. As usual, we try to have folks from the community to talk with us about stuff going on. So today I corralled in my friend and associate here at McFarland's, John Bach Cooper. John and I have worked together for 15 years, I think, because it's how long I was here. And he was already here sweeping floors. I don't know. Were you cleaning toilets back then? I don't remember.
Probably.
So, John.
I still do.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that fun? So, you graduate, but not really.
Yeah, right. Right.
So,
totally.
But John is our general manager of the retail division here. So, and John, you've worked up through the ranks, which is, I've always been impressed with that. You're actually fourth generation of the McFarland family. Chuck McFarland was your grandpa. So, and his daughter then is your mom, so
correct.
I forget how all that works.
That's correct. That's exactly right.
Okay.
Yep. Tom would be my uncle. Tom McFarland would be my uncle, and my grandpa had the oldest member of the family, which would be my mom, which would be Jean McFarland, now Jean Bachuber, yes, is
okay.
My mother.
Okay.
So, yep, that's
and your
all
dad's
works.
Actually in IT like I am,
he
which
is,
you know, you're always bringing stuff to me that,
that's right.
That your dad does.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, oh, yeah, wow, yeah, see, now I'm not as stupid as I seem.
Yeah,
am I?
Exactly.
So you've been with, when did you start with the company? So I'm 15.
Boy. I think officially full-time, probably like 2000.
Not static. That's John going.
Yeah, 1999, 2000.
Okay.
Somewhere
wow.
in there, I think, full time.
Okay,
after college.
Okay, so,
so yeah.
You'd gone to school.
I'd gone to school.
Okay.
Yep, and then.
You know, I don't know if I've ever asked you. What did you go to school for? What
actually, mechanical engineering.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so
yeah.
That's why you're actually really into the geekness.
That's
of,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
You were explaining to me the combine yesterday
that's
and all
right.
the different parts.
Yeah.
I'm like, he really knows his mechanical
yeah.
stuff. Which is cool, because you started out in power equipment, right?
I did. Yes.
That's where I remember you yes. being at the counter for power equipment service and
yep.
Working with the guys back in the shop and
yep.
all that good stuff.
Exactly.
And then moved to being service manager for a while.
Service manager, parts manager.
Okay.
Yep, a little bit of everything.
So, which was all kind of stuff that was in your wheelhouse
yeah,
in a
totally.
Lot of ways.
Absolutely.
So, but you never farmed. You just have
yep.
been
never,
associated with farming products forever.
Exactly.
Okay.
Never, yep, exactly.
But, of course, meet and talk with a lot of farmers and try
definitely.
To keep your finger
which,
on the pulse of that
yes,
whole.
Yes, absolutely. Enjoy that quite a bit.
Sure.
That's a neat thing.
And John and I have had the pleasure of working together with Skill in
yes.
the area.
That's been a very nice group.
People that don't know about that, it's the Sauk County Institute of Leadership, which is a really wonderful organization somewhat through the auspices of University of Wisconsin Extension offices. But those of you that don't know about it, look up Skill on the internet. It's actually a wonderful program, and they're in the process of recruiting people for next year's class.
Great program.
Yeah, 9 months worth of classes and all kinds of things from...
If you think you know... All you know about Sauk City, I can assure you, you don't.
Well, Sauk County.
Sauk County.
Yeah.
I was going to say Sauk County.
Yeah,
not
really,
Sauk, yeah, Sauk County. It's really amazing what I learned going through that program about this county, about Sauk County. So it's really, really neat.
Well, and like the classes are held throughout different areas of the county.
Absolutely.
So
yeah, it was really neat.
Meetings in Plain or Laval or Reedsburg
yep.
or Baraboo. So it's wonderful that way, too, in that you find out all the different services and how everything is connected in the county. We really, folks, if you're not aware of it, if you haven't thought about it, we live in a gall darn great county in the wonderful state of Wisconsin. So not only is it beautiful, beautiful, but we got a lot of smart people, and we've got a lot of great services, and there's a lot of caring people that just, you'd be surprised at the number of programs you become aware of through a program like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Very true, Ralph.
And speaking of places where there's a lot of things going on, McFarland's.
This week. Man. Unreal.
There's some exciting news. We kind of alluded or got started on it earlier, but we have a combine in McFarland's right now for the first time. Not that we're looking to sell a bunch of them or trade them in for people, but we just signed a contract. I mean, tell people about
that. Yeah. So McFarland's, we've been wanting to get into something in the combine field for quite some time. And the Gleaner combine made the most sense to McFarland's for multiple different reasons. There's definitely a Gleaner pocket of combines in this area that hopefully we can service a customer's needs and also parts needs, and that's ultimately our first step. Of course, we would love to sell one, but like you say, we have to watch the trades and everything else. And
well, they're tremendously expensive pieces of equipment.
They can be. They definitely serve a purpose, and I mean, obviously, if a farmer customer needs one, they obviously have a purpose in mind, and we'll have to take care of them.
Would you say, I mean, it seems to me just from the sheer size of that darn thing, that's got to be about the most expensive piece of equipment that a farmer can get, isn't it? Up there with tractors, at least.
It's you get into any of that big stuff, any of the big application equipment, okay. So big sprayers like a Rogator, Terragator, any of those big pieces of equipment, okay. Application equipments. Self-propelled choppers are extremely expensive, so they're once you get into that market of larger pieces of equipment, they're very expensive. I mean, if you want to get down to it, like a sugar beet harvester, those are extremely expensive. They're huge. Some of those are like a city block long, and some of these really specialty pieces of equipment. So not to get off track here, but yes, there are some very, very expensive pieces of agricultural equipment.
Well, and we wonder why farmers have financial stress sometimes.
Exactly.
In fact, we were just talking with a woman from the Wisconsin Farm Center this weekend. She was here for some of the McFarland or Open Days, Customer Appreciation Days stuff that we're doing, and she was talking about some of the services they offer, and one of the things is not only financial planning, but stress management.
Right.
So it is tough. I think those of us that don't farm, haven't farmed, don't know a lot of farmers, have an assumption that, food in the grocery store, it comes from the grocery store, right, or from warehouses.
Right,
and
exactly.
We don't realize the amount of work and effort.
It's unreal.
So think about that, I guess, ultimately.
Definitely.
Hopefully we can make people more aware of that. But we also, on the other side, I mean, we're talking about service and wanting to service combines, but we have a couple of service things going on right now that I know you've always been real supportive of.
Yeah, the annual service special is going on right now down at McFarland's. And definitely I would encourage you to get your smaller pieces of equipment, like your push mowers, your lawnmowers, your zero turns, anything that you're going to need come May. Get them in here sooner than later, so then when the grass is growing, you're ready to mow and don't have your lawnmower in the shop.
Sure.
And honestly, wherever it is, if you choose not to bring it here, I still encourage you to get it in sooner than later, because it's always procrastination gets you behind the eight ball. So
yeah.
And then people get upset and they're wondering why their mower is in the shop for 2 weeks and they need to cut their grass. Well,
right.
The grass isn't growing right now, so get it in here. It's 8 degrees.
Well, even little things like draining the gas out. I mean, I used to think, I can just run away there. I was in a mower, and that's actually one of the worst things you can do with mowers from, now that I've worked here and seen the light.
Right. That is definitely the biggest problem, and I don't have the answer to that either, Raul. With the fuel blends today, if you're using anything with ethanol, as probably most people know, ethanol does some really weird things with time and heat, and there's some really weird things it can do to a carburetor. So yeah, definitely, I'd encourage everybody, if they're able to, buy an ethanol-free fuel, even though it does not help the farmers, unfortunately,
because
multiple reasons. But from a mechanical standpoint, and a carburation standpoint or fuel injection standpoint, there's no question about it. And an ethanol-free fuel is better.
I know. I bit the bullet and started buying that steel moto mix.
Yeah, that stuff is very, very good.
And it's actually formulated so it can sit in there over the summertime or wintertime, whatever, and be okay.
That's good you brought that up, because actually True Value sells something, a similar product as well, in multiple different ratios of a mix. And Yeah, if somebody's not using their trimmer a lot, any sort of two-cycle product, whether it's a hedge trimmer, a handheld stick trimmer, an edger, if you're not using it a lot, that's the absolute best fuel to buy because it has a shelf life of, I want to say, probably 120 days, something like that. I mean, it has a very, very long shelf life.
Cool. So it's not like it's not like you're pulling up your RV and filling it up with
exactly.
You know, thousands of dollars. That wouldn't be
a
cool.
A trimmer doesn't even hold right. I think it holds not even, most of them don't even hold a half a gallon. I mean, so.
You know, I remember looking up printer ink. Talk about expensive things in ratios.
Oh, man, yeah.
If you took printer ink, the stuff in the little inkjet things, and put it into a 55-gallon drum, I forget, it's like $8,000, is what it would cost. It's like, really, seriously, how can it possibly be worth that much?
A lot of technology in a print ink, right?
Well, in the ink? I mean, really, come on. So I don't get that. Anyways, one of those little-known facts that you heard here on Mornings at McFarland's. And then we got other kind of fun things going on today alone. I mean, people that aren't aware of Customer Appreciation Day is going on. I mean, come on, really? How can you not be aware? Oh, but I do want to, before we get off the service special, I wanted to let people know, if they didn't get that card, they can go onto our website. So we don't want anybody to feel like, oh, I didn't get it, I can't do it. Go on to our website. The card is there. You can print out a copy of it and bring that in. We do want people to bring it in, though, because there's actually a code on there that we're trying to scan to find out how well this thing does.
Talking about the service end of things, too, one thing I forgot to mention, going from winter into summertime, a lot of people forget to take their winter tires off.
Okay.
And winter tires are an extremely soft rubber compound. And if you do have winter tires on, I'd encourage you to get them off soon. I know it's 8 degrees today, but I know we're not down in Miami on South Beach soaking up vitamin D. I wish I was, but we live in Wisconsin and its temperature fluctuates pretty bad. But I would encourage that if you have winter tires on, get them off ASAP so you don't burn them off. It seems like people wait till May, June, and then they're half gone and they have to buy a new set of expensive winter tires the next season. So you can definitely get several seasons out of them if you treat them properly and get them off at the proper times.
Well, and that softness is exactly what you need
on snow.
Yeah, you
do. Absolutely. So. Absolutely. I mean, obviously, with when it's cold, and I mean, obviously, if the rubber is softer, it's going to grip better.
Right.
And especially with all the siping and technology now in today's blizzaks and winter forces, I mean, there's a lot of technology in rubber. So it's pretty amazing. Also, I want to mention that it seems like a lot of people still ask me, and they're shocked that we do full automotive service, which shocks me, because we've been doing it ever since we've been in this building, which has been 4 years.
Yeah, well, 2013.
Please, if any automotive needs at all, please definitely give us a shot. And we have some very, very experienced veteran automotive technicians working here at McFarland's that would love to help you out and service your vehicle.
Very good. And then I just wanted to mention some quick things, some stuff that's going on today. What are the special deals?
Yeah, I guess a couple things. We're having a cake day to celebrate our 100th year anniversary. I'm not going to get into the whole history of McFarland's right now, but from a technicality standpoint, really the 100 years is really tied to the manufacturing division. I don't want to fool anybody and think that our retail division was around 100 years ago with, ponies running around with,
and we were selling
mail.
Straw and
exactly.
nuts,
right?
And we had wash tubs
right.
for the baby,
exactly.
of course. So,
yes, the manufacturing division is really where the 100 years is where the anniversary is tied to. But we're one company and we're celebrating it as a whole, so it's a really good thing. But today we're having cake from 10 o'clock until it's gone. We're also
like Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake.
That's exactly
right,
Marie Antoinette.
But no heads will be chopped off, so guarantee it.
And we also are having a in-house job fair, which is kind of thinking outside the box. I can probably safely say in the whole entire state of Wisconsin that we're the only ag business that is having an in-house job fair, especially today. Please come in. If you're looking for a job, we got a lot of different positions that we'd like to fill company-wide, everything from manufacturing to structural to the retail end of it. So
service technicians,
everything.
Sure. So come on
auto
and talk
technicians, tire technicians.
Fill out a job application, talk with some of our
absolutely.
HR people.
Yep, and, both Sharon and Judy will be there. So that's great.
Excellent. Excellent. And now I know there's stuff, special stuff. Just to do a call out, tomorrow there's a couple of different reps that are going to be here. Tomorrow's our big free lunch day, so there is no such thing as a free lunch except at McFarland's, so in Sauk City. But anyway, we've got some reps coming in. Firestone Bridgestone, right? I'm hoping to actually have those guys on the air with me tomorrow morning.
Yep. The Firestone Bridgestone will be here. Midas, who's another tire rep for us as well.
Okay.
They do large ag tires, just a different brand. They'll be here. I'm sure that some steel reps will be here. Some Briggs & Stratton Ferris guys will be here.
And we've got
pretty much a lot of our different vendors. AGCO will be here in some form. One of their people will be. I'm not sure if we'll be from the service side, sales part side, doesn't matter, but one of those guys will be here. So,
and I think Aldo Leopold the foundation is sending down someone to do a seminar on cost sharing on private lands and forestry. So there's a couple of different options there that they'll be offering. That's at 1:30, I think, tomorrow, start time. So feel free to avail yourself of that. Again, I guess people can go to our website, and if on the top there's a thing for Customer Appreciation Days. You can just click on that, actually, and download the whole flyer and see what is all going on. So,
I mean, just to let everybody know, too, that what is 5 days left with our open house?
Yeah,
so through Sunday. So please get down here.
Big bag sale tomorrow, too.
Big bag sale tomorrow. That's right.
15% off. So we've got one of those recycling, our green recycling bags.
Yeah.
People can fill that up with whatever they want that's non-sale merchandise and get a sale on it, 15% off anything. So, there's lots of cool things going on, and great to have you on the show and talk about
thank you.
Always a pleasure. We always have a couple of yucks.
Yes, when we do.
When we get to talk, it's sometimes I think people think, have they been drinking this early in the day?
Yeah, I can't get too crazy. This is radio. I don't want to be censored.
Yeah, they'll tell.
I don't want to be like Sly in the morning. If anybody remembers Sly in the morning?
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. They'll call your uncle and say, "I think
exactly
your
right.
nephew was
yeah,
drunk
right.
this
totally.
Morning on the radio."
Totally.
So that would be great, huh? So that's what we need. Start rumors, folks. Get them going. All right. So, well, thanks again, John, for joining us.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsor, and when we get back, we'll be talking with Sauk Prairie Theater Guild. A director of their current production is here to talk with me. Luann Rimkin is going to give us all kinds of inside scoop. I was going to say a different word that rhymes with scoop, but I decided to say scoop because, you know, we don't want to be like that Sly in the morning kind of
exactly
guy,
right?
So thanks for joining us on Mornings at McFarland. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Here's a word from our sponsors.
Aquamarine is the birthstone for the month of March. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall carries a variety of beautiful aquamarine pieces. This popular precious gemstone is available in earrings, pendants, rings, and bracelets in settings of white gold, yellow gold, or sterling silver. Celebrate March with a beautiful aquamarine piece from Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts on Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, where good things do come in small packages.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com. Minor illnesses for ages 12 months and up are easily taken care of at the Prairie Express Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. This walk-in clinic is devoted to the care of common health issues. Express Clinic hours are Mondays from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 1 to 7, and Fridays 9 to 4. The goal of Prairie Express Clinic is to provide the best possible care for patients. Prairie Express Clinic, the convenient walk-in clinic at 112 Helen Street, Sauk City. Prairie Clinics, dedicated to caring for the community the past 60 years.